We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Spark. I'm Asia Tabb, and it's so good to have you with us. The current heat wave has left many concerned about the future of our air quality. So that's why we have Dan Tomaso, meteorologist with ABC 27, here to explain to us how our air quality could be impacted. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm very well. I mean, maybe a little bit annoyed or over this current hot stretch of weather, although I am a summer fan, so I'll be in full disclosure there, but I think there's always a limit as to how much every person can withstand. And I think this particular heat wave that it's going on a week plus, certainly we want to put it in the rearview mirror at some point.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because it's been about a year since the Canadian fire. So is there like some sort of like relationship to the heat wave and that happened last year?
So there's no direct relationship, but obviously dry air helps to kind of repel a heat wave. And so the extremely dry conditions over Canada last year actually are somewhat being repeated in areas of Canada where the wildfires happened last year. It may not be the same exact forested areas that are seeing wildfires, but there still are fires burning in Canada. And a lot of our air in a typical weather pattern does come from the northwest. And so when that air is very dry, as it often gets in the end of spring into summer, we can get prolonged dry stretches of weather. We can get prolonged heat waves. Although this one, again, I think is pushing the limits of what we typically see around here. And I'll get into that in just a little bit. But dry air is critical to sustain a heat wave. Essentially, every single day that the full sun is out and we've had very blue sky, sunny days, the ground keeps drying up. The trees, the plant life continues to dry up. And even though we don't necessarily see it every day, the soil moisture, the ground, and the trees add moisture to the air, get the whole water cycle going again. And when the air is very dry, it just leads to more heating potential. So a drier air mass, like that we're getting at times from Canada, that we're getting at times from the Western United States, unfortunately just kind of reinforces the heat wave.
Wow. And Dan, we know that like now it's summertime, kids are out of school, you know, like now the sun is out more, it's out longer, groundhogs are out. We just want to enjoy the view. Like how could being outside during this time, during this heat wave, could it impact our health?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, one thing we always try to preach on the air is using common sense. You know, if you're out for a prolonged period of time, if you're someone that's working outside, maybe try to avoid, if you can, the peak heating of the day. And what time is that? Essentially 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And a lot of people say to me, well, that's really hard to do. It is, but that's when the sun is highest in the sky, especially right now. We just had the summer solstice pass. So right now the sun angle is as high as it's going to be. And so that's when we see the peak heating of the day. That's when you can get sunburn. That's when you can get heat exhaustion. And the whole idea of why it's dangerous is because our bodies end up working overtime to cool off. Sweat is a natural process. It may not be the most pleasant natural process, but it's our body's way of removing moisture out of our body. As it evaporates, it helps cool our skin and our core temperature. And essentially, the more you sweat, that's your body kind of indicating to you that, hey, maybe it's time to take a break. Obviously, that's dehydrating you the longer you do it. Plus, your body's not cooling down as fast. So trying to stay in the shade, trying to find time that maybe you're not out in the peak heating of the sun, that's critical this time of the year. And especially for the older population and very young population, those are the most sensitive to this. So, you know, everyone likes to take their walks. Everybody wants to be outside when it's sunny and bright, but maybe limit that a little bit to mornings and evenings.
And with the heat wave, a lot of people are wondering if it's affecting air quality in any way.
Sure. Yeah, so air quality in this area, the lower Susquehanna Valley, is something that we really focus on in the late spring into summer regardless. And the reason why is as the weather patterns slow down and as we don't see as much rain coming through or as much change in the air coming through, as things get stagnant, unfortunately, we live in an area, well, fortunately or unfortunately, leads to a lot of business and commerce, but we live in an area that is surrounded by interstates. We're kind of a major mecca for trucking and for vehicles going up and down. A lot of people traveling in the summertime. So anything that uses combustion, so any engine, whether that's truck, car, diesel, anything of the sort, industry as well, that leads to carbon dioxide being added. That also leads to NOx or nitrous oxide being added to the air and elevated levels of ozone. And the accumulated effect, you may not see it over one day, but our air quality is some of the worst in the country just based on the amount of nitrous oxide coming through or carbon dioxide coming through. That stagnation of the air in the valley is what causes, unfortunately, higher levels of air pollution throughout the entire summer months. I used to live along I-83. I grew up along I-83 in Dauphin County, and we could actually see the black soot, the black carbon settle down on top of our lawn chairs, on top of tables during the course of a summer. That is from all the traffic in the area, believe it or not.
And that's terrifying, especially for those who have asthma and underlying conditions.
Sure.
And
And
then,
it's not something you can generally see all the time either. That's
right.
kind of the scary part of it.
Oh, wow. So how exactly is air quality measured?
So there are meters that are used that essentially sample the air, and they have filters on them to understand, okay, how are the ozone levels today near the ground? How are what we call PM2.5, which is particulate matter? How is that measuring? And when we know as scientists and as meteorologists, when PM2.5 is elevated or when ozone is elevated, that's when your body, again, is more susceptible to any type of asthma concern, any type of heavy breathing concern, because again, you're bringing all that stuff into your lungs, and your lungs are your filter for your body. So it's trying to separate the oxygen, bring it into your bloodstream, but it's also picking up all those particulates. It's also picking up the ozone, which again makes your body work a little bit extra.
And Dan, we know you're a meteorologist, you're a scientist, you have all the tools to measure air quality. How can we check the air quality at home or this weekend?
Sure. So you can Google NOAA's air quality website and the EPA's air quality website. It's airnow.gov, which will give you all the particulars about your area. So whether you live in Harrisburg, York, Lancaster, Lebanon, it'll give you the latest results. A lot of weather apps now do it too. It'll track your location and give you the latest and even sometimes alerts. Also in Pennsylvania, DEP, so the Department of Environmental Protection, updates air quality concerns with the National Weather Service. So sometimes there are air quality alerts due to higher levels of ozone or PM2.5. But as I mentioned, whether it's here in the lower Susquehanna Valley and it actually continues into Baltimore, Washington, D.C., the air gets trapped. And so we almost always know during the daytime with the sun out, with a lot of people out and about, a lot of things going on, whether it's work, industry, or travel, that air quality is going to decrease in the summer. Now, how does it fix itself? Pretty
Yes.
simple. It can either rain, or we can get a storm system to come through, kind of just the new air mass coming through. Think about turning on your air conditioner and it filtering everything out. But as you know, during a heat wave, we're very limited in how much rain we get. We're very limited in the storms that come through. So unfortunately, we don't get to see a lot of that to kind of purify the air for us.
And what is the weather going to be like for the rest of the day and this weekend?
Sure. So today is kind of the ramp up of the heat. Temperatures will easily be in the mid 90s today. Yesterday was a little bit of a break. We were about 92 to 93 with not as oppressive humidity. But unfortunately, today the heat and humidity come up. Temperatures near 95 heading into the weekend. Our team is still calling for near record highs of 97 Saturday and Sunday. Now, will some people get lucky and see a shower or thunderstorm push through? It is possible. They're the highest odds we've had all week to see some rain here this week. But I do want to caution everybody, very, very scattered storms. And when I say scattered storms, that means not every location is going to see rain. So unfortunately, it's not a catch-all for Saturday and Sunday that we get a chance. Now, the biggest difficulty in this forecast is early next week. We want to call it a cool down, but Monday and Tuesday, 90 degrees for a high. So if we hit 90 on Monday and Tuesday, that continues the prolonged heat wave. It doesn't really cool down then until possibly the end of the week into the following weekend. Temperatures drop into the upper 80s. So everyone looking for a change of pace, if you will, or a break from this, especially if you don't have air conditioning. Unfortunately, that is not coming here in the extended forecast.
Wow. And is there anything else that maybe people at home need to know about the heat wave or about air quality that we didn't touch on?
Sure. So, you know, I think one thing that you'll see throughout national media, you'll see on other perspectives as well, talking about the heat, that they're saying this is unprecedented. We haven't hit any records yet. So unprecedented is not perhaps the word to describe it, but I think what is remarkable about this is how long it's lasting. So in the Harrisburg area, our record for 90 degree days or above, the straight record, so how many days in a row? 11. So that's the overall record. We could challenge that here moving into next week. So it's not very often we get such a prolonged stretch of heat during the day of 90 degrees plus. On top of that, this is where it gets difficult. I grew up without air conditioning until got a couple of window units, and even then it's not the same as having a full home system. The whole problem with a heat wave is not necessarily all during the day. It's at night. It doesn't cool down either. And so folks that are struggling with the heat, it seems like relief at all. And that's because temperatures at night stay in the 70s, which is not a cool night by any stretch. So keep everyone in mind that could be vulnerable, whether it's the elderly, whether it's the very young. I know we live my one-year-old daughter's time outside now.
Yes.
That it's been so hot. Again, they might not be knowing that they're being affected by the heat, but studies show, again, the very young, the very old are the ones most susceptible to heat exhaustion, dehydration, especially if you're not very physically fit and used to these types of conditions. Which, as I mentioned, for it to be this long is not something we're accustomed to here in Central PA.
Thank you so much for that information, Dan, and thank you so much for listening and making us a part of your day on The Spark.